Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 7th through the 9th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Well, cattle futures and hog futures today down hard again. The April live cattle, $1.20 lower at 136.80. Yesterday, we had some 138 cash trade, and on a Monday, so that was a little bit disappointing, and that was what we saw here with the lower cash trade. There were not any deliveries yesterday against the April live cattle, so that was kind of interesting to note that. June live cattle down $1.60 today at 133.32. The August down $1.55 here at 134.65. Feeder cattle were under pressure as well, with the April's down 225 at 156.12. May feeder cattle 347 lower at 159. August down 272 at 171.37. April lean hogs $1.77 lower at 97.67. The May's down $1.55 at 107.75. I think that we're really feeling the impact of the higher feed prices as September and December corn go and make new highs above $7 now in December. That's kind of filtering through here to the market, to the feeder cattle markets. People are unwilling to buy, realizing that maybe high priced corn is here to stay, and that's what we're seeing through the meat futures complex.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Offers end 4/9/22. Restrictions apply. See P&K for details. On April 8th and 9th, P&K Equipment is the place to be during P&K Days. The two-day event will be packed with test drives, giveaways, and store-wide savings, including 10% off John Deere parts, 500 off John Deere compact and utility tractors. And the event will be live on Facebook, too, so you don't want to miss it. Friday, April 8th and Saturday, April 9th, from open to close, the deals will be going strong. Stop by or get the details at pnkequipment.com/PK Day.
Well, grain futures extremely strong today following a crop condition report which showed a Kansas City or hard red winter wheat market 30% good to excellent on the national scale. They're looking for 40%, so it was worse than expected. In July, Kansas City wheat today closed up 45 cents at 10.84 and a quarter, up 45 cents. So extremely strong at 10.84 and a quarter there. We knew in Oklahoma that the crop was bad, but now I guess it's more realistic because it's the national average. Yesterday's crop progress and condition report was the first report of its kind. They begin in April, so that was the first one, and I think the market really woke up. Chicago wheat was 30 to 35 higher. The May soybeans up 28 and 3 quarters at 16.31. The July's up 25 at 16.14. Corn 7 to 9 higher. It seemed like the corn and beans were really just following wheat all day long. Higher overnight and then throughout the day. December cotton was up 106 at 114.82. The cotton market, the new crop cotton market, continues to make new highs. This is new highs again. May is significantly higher. It's as high as 137.53 today, down 41. But it's been above 140 for a while. Overall, though, these grain markets continue to rally.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.